Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.
Right. Are you ready? Do you want to see some of the ghosts walk tonight?
Yeah!
Usually, we see the same ghosts here on site every single year. But this year, something different is going on. There are strange ghosts here, ghosts we do not recognise, and therefore ghosts we don't really understand and we don't know how they're going to react. Be very careful. Don't approach them. Definitely don't touch them. But if a ghost does want to speak to you, by all means respond.
It is undoubtedly today a very, very spooky day. Halloween, or as it was previously known, All Hallows Eve, can be a scary time of year. One place that has been getting a little bit spooky, not too spooky, has been Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate, where they have a ghost night, or this year actually two different ghost nights, and a whole variety of the staff and students get involved. Now, I have come to meet somebody who has been at Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate for 25 years. What is your name? Introduce yourself and tell us what you do here.
Hello, I'm Jackie Hales. I am a member of the Collegiate Board and I also work on compliance issues during the day. So I have two roles.
And 25 years, that's impressive. You've been here.
Yes, there are a couple of people who've been here longer than me and there are some other people who do different kinds of jobs who've been here even longer, but there aren't that many of us. But we've seen a lot of changes.
Yeah.
And grown with it, with a bit of luck.
And so you must have seen 25 years worth of ghost nights. What are they all about and what happens?
What we do at this time of the year is try to teach the students something about our history, mm-hmm. about the history of the school, about the history of the name of the school as well. Because in October, we have what we call our school birthday, which is our version of Founders Day, where we celebrate when the school was founded. So what we do on Ghost Night is use the story behind Queen Ethelberger, because obviously you'll know it's a strange name. A lot of people have never come across it and they wonder who was Queen Ethelberger.
Yeah.
So we have to go right back to the 7th century for that. And she was actually the queen that brought Christianity to this part of the country.
And so during Ghost Night, are you the storyteller? Do you sort of tell
No, I'm just an observer now. Once upon a time, I would have helped organise it, but not these days.
Yeah.
But what's happening is that the performing arts department are actually incorporating the story of Edwin and Ethelberger, a bit of Anne Bronte and a bit of the ghosts of York into a wonderful promenade pageant.
What exactly is a promenade pageant?
It's where you follow the actors around. So a bit of it will happen in one place and then it will move on and there'll be another scene enacted in another part. So people are on the move all the time. You don't have a static audience.
So kind of like moving theatre, really.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Promenade pageant sounds like but that's a much more stylish name than
I like
do
it.
Like that.
Yeah, but it keeps the children interested because they're not sitting still in one place. They've got to be actively engaged with what's going on.
And does every single student join in with Ghost Night here at Queen Ethelberger's?
They won't all take part in it, but I think they all have the opportunity to observe it. So, mm-hmm. you know, to enjoy the spectacle.
Why do you think it's important to remember, you know, to look at the history and traditions of a school?
I think they're the thing that binds the school together. If you talk to past students, the things they remember are the things that are unique about their school. They remember the school birthday, they remember Ghost Night. Mm. The traditions bind the past to the present to the future. They're part of the continuum. And there's something that makes us unique, that makes us the family of QE, basically, that people then feel they belong to.
So no matter what year you went here, no matter what year your parents went here, everybody was doing the same things at the same time of year. That's lovely, actually. That's a really nice way to look at traditions. Mm. Thank you.
Very important.
So I have come to find a variety of actors, some of whom are professional actors, some of whom are students, some of whom are teachers, to find out a little bit about what is in store for this year's Ghost Night. I found one person. I think you are a teacher, is that right? What's your name and what do you do here at QE?
My name is John Neves and I teach Lambda here at QE.
Now, People on the radio can't see what you're wearing. Are you playing a particular character?
Yes, I'm playing Saint Paulinus, who is the first Bishop of York. Over there playing the piano, we have Lilum, who was one of the servants of King Edwin, who was the husband of Queen Æthelburg.
Yeah.
And so they're doing the story of the attempted assassination of Edwin by a servant of King Cuilhelm. We also have Bramwell Bronte, who is the Bronte sisters' brother, who was lived an incredibly troubled life. So quite famous, like all the paintings around the Bronte house, he's painted himself out of all of them.
Oh, really? How dramatic.
Yeah, so he died of a mixture of alcohol and drugs and tuberculosis, but he insisted on being standing when he died.
Really?
Yeah, he thought that that was how he needed to go. So he's got quite a...
Oh, yeah, he's a strange one, isn't he?
Yes.
I'm Tyrese Tacky and I'm 11.
Is this your first ghost night here at Queen Æthelburga's?
No, but each year is different.
Yeah, and what did you think?
It was really good, actually. Heart exhilarating.
Yeah. Were you scared at some points?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah?
When the grandpa came out, yeah.
Heading to Woodlands, which is a really tall wooded area with really tall trees that are all beautifully underlit. And then the assassination takes place in the secret garden, which is a courtyard overlooked by an enormous tree and surrounded by sculpture and statuary. And then the audience will be chased into the oldest building on site, Armorial Hall, where all the actors are going to leave them totally alone in the dark.
Oh my gosh.
And there's a very well-known taxidermied tiger in the entranceway to Armorial, which we have replaced with one of our students. So the kids will all be expecting the tiger in its usual place, but then it's also going to start to move and chase them through Armorial Hall and eventually lead them through Burning Phoenix Centre, which was called the Phoenix Centre because it burnt down and was rebuilt. And then they're finally going to be chased into the theatre where Queen Æthelburg herself, played by Lisa Levitska, will save the children from the evil spirits and kind of put them under her protection before ushering them out before the next performance.
No, silly. Queen Æthelburg. She looks after all the children. She won't let that horrible old man scare us with his silly walking stick.
Hang on. He had a big stick and was he waving it around? And was he shouting at you to get out?
Yes.
That sounds like the stick man. He's the most dangerous ghost in all of York. If he's around, we've got to get you all to safety quickly.
Whilst the Queen Æthelburga's Ghost Night is only available for children aged 11 and older, because it can get a bit scary, the voices that you just heard were recordings of the Chapter House kids. So even the little ones, whilst they won't want to get scared, they did get a chance to be part of the show here at QE.
Queen Æthelburga's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.